Hey, this is Max Doggy here, and no, you are not dreaming. This is actually a new-to-you episode of the FC Podcast. Unfortunately for you, however, this episode was recorded last year on the Xbox One launch day, and we have just unearthed this previously thought to be lost recording. As Toast is starting back up the FC Podcast soon, I decided to take this file, edit it together, and release it just in time for you to listen to while you're waiting for Destiny to download. Sorry in advance for the outdated news in this segment, but stay tuned for Toast Revival of the FC Podcast.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Time? Is it really that time again?
How about new, you crazy Dutch bastard?
Chocolate! We're gonna skate to one song only. Killing spree.
And welcome in to the FC Podcast. I am your host, Toast78901, and of course we have our co-host, or my co-host, I guess. I don't think he's really co-hosting for you guys, Max Doggy.
I'm not going to do a racially offensive this time, I swear.
So you guys are probably going, Jesus Christ, where the hell have you guys been? Well, I've got some bad news for you on top of us being gone for a long time. This is our last podcast for a while.
After a long while, we're making a podcast to say that we won't be doing a podcast for a long while.
Originally, we had this planned for, as the next episode, and we were just going to say we weren't going to have time, but we ran out of time even for that. In a nutshell, Max and I both got incredibly busy because we both got hired at the same time.
Yeah.
That was a big part of it. We're both still also going to school, and now my schedule's gotten even more hectic. Those of you that are, you know, actively talking to me and involved in my life, you know, I have accelerated all of my real life plans, and I'm moving state. I'm moving out of the state come January, early January. So Max and I have just had schedule overload, so this kind of fell to the wayside, guys, and we apologize for that. It's going to have to go on hiatus for a bit. No. I'm not going to promise that it will return because I don't want to make a promise and then have something else happen, but I will say that I do have interest on returning to this once I'm settled well after January, probably into February or March, to see if I can't reevaluate and find some time for it because I'd love to continue this for you guys.
Yeah, and I also kind of feel bad because for these to me, it's like Max Dahlia came on the show and then the show ends.
You know, Max, you are always the one saying this is why we can't have nice things.
Well, I didn't think. Like, well, the thing is, this whole nice things thing is as a result of us having nice things happen to us in real life so that we don't have time to do this nice thing that you guys all love and enjoy and we love.
In our virtual lives. Unfortunately, guys, our real lives are more important to us than you.
Yeah, real life greater than FC, bro.
I mean, if you want to take offense to that, go ahead, I guess. Feel free to write an angry listener mail.
That would never be read.
No, I'll read them. Now that I know that I'm going to release this, I guess I'll check. I haven't checked the account until just before this show, guys. Later on, we're going to talk about some listener mail. We've got listener mail backlog from September.
Yeah, that takes skill right there.
Oh man, I have officially dropped the ball. The balls have been dropped, and not in the good I'm getting older kind of way. Oh Jesus. So yeah, guys. I guess we could technically like continue to rant about our real lives, but I don't think we want to bore you.
Well, boring people is what my least Jesus told me that I do to him when I do. Do the gaming news updates. Sad things.
Notice, you are the one who bores him, not me. I know you secretly love me, Jesus. All of your fake anger towards me is nothing more than sexual tension.
Okay.
Jesus wants my D. Anyway.
He wants
so, I guess we can kind of talk about it because it's recent. I mean, as of last night from when we're recording this, you guys are probably going to hear it a day or so after because... Lol, surprise, I have work later on tonight.
Me too.
So editing is going to take a bit of time and a bit of finagling. Anyway, the Xbox One has been released. We were all looking forward to it. Everyone claps and says yay.
Yeah.
Except for me, because I wasn't able to get it because my real life plans accelerated and I need money for, you know, furnishing an apartment.
Xbox One is big enough you can sit on it.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I'll just get that and that'll be all I need, you know what I mean? I'll just sleep on the motherfucker.
Absolutely.
But Max Doggy here actually has had it. What are your impressions thus far of the X1?
Well, thankfully I have a decent internet connection here at my apartment. Otherwise, the, like, almost 1.22 gigabytes of updates and would have been, like, not fun. So, thankfully I was live streaming last night, which if you follow me on youtube.com/madmaxdog1, that live stream has now been posted to YouTube, and then my unboxing video has also been posted to YouTube. And then my controller unboxing of the Xbox One controller has also been posted there. Shameless self-promotion. Max Doggy is shameless. But yeah, the Xbox One, it's really nice. The interface is really slick. It does really lend itself to using the Kinect for voice commands and navigating the whole environment. Like, just being able to say things like, Xbox, snap this. Xbox, go to this. Xbox, do that. It's really, 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 really cool, really intuitive when it works, which is like 85% of the time. And then, like, playing Battlefield 4 on that compared to playing Battlefield 4 on the 360, it's like, ermergerd. It's just beautiful, and it's like, next gen is here, and it's awesome, and it's cool, and I'm happy. Basically, I'm happy. Yeah.
Well done. Hopefully I will be happy when I end up getting it. I know eventually, and I know we've been talking about this fucking forever. Kaz and I will both have the X-Bone and we will be able to start working on our Let's Plays. That'll be a whole nother separate
Let's
project.
Play.
Yep. We actually had everything planned in the works for, a Minecraft one. We were gonna start Minecraft and a couple other PC games. We were just gonna do stuff on there. Just to kind of start the channel going, so to speak. And essentially, I'm currently working off of a desktop replacement laptop. So, I mean, it's a massive laptop, and it's got great everything except for a graphics card. Turns out, although it was originally billed as having a different kind of video card, it instead has the fucking one, I can't even think of the name of it, where it's soldered in, so I can't replace it.
Oh, that's fine.
And I had the money to replace it, and so I was gonna buff up my fucking graphics, and we were gonna have great things, because Kaz recently did that to his setup, and so, essentially we scrapped the project for the time being, just because of the disparity between the two. It wouldn't have looked right, it would have looked odd, there might have been the occasional lag spike on my end, and so, yeah, so out of frustration we had to scrap that for the time being. But eventually I'll have the X-Bone and I'll be able to have fun and contact all of you peeps and do Let's Plays with Kaz and everybody will be in love with us. I don't know.
Well, that's just awkward.
Everybody wants the toast.
But yeah, with the Xbox One, like live streaming through Twitch isn't even out yet because I got delayed in like last week. So,
yeah.
To like early 2014. So, yeah, so you wouldn't have been able to do anything anyway, other than
yeah.
If you had a capture card, which is what I do, and I like it, and it's beautiful, and it does good things for me.
Yep, pretty much.
Pretty much, eh? But yeah, if you guys have any questions about the Xbox One, you can either leave a comment on one of my YouTube videos, or when this thread is posted, eventually on FCWars.net, you can leave comments there, and I'll try to answer them for you. Or you can send us a listener mail, but I can't guarantee you that I'll ever read that. So.
Psst. Or they could just fucking use Google, like normal people.
Well, yeah, anyway. So some people were asking, like, Venom Sarah was asking, like, how does a chat headset feel on your head?
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, I was like, for most questions, we have this great thing that came about at the turn of the century and at the turn of the millennium called Google.
It did Google?
And, yeah. We don't even have, I'm sorry guys, we don't have tons of stuff just on the ground, so this is mostly supposed to just be a farewell letting you guys know, but we do have backlog listener mail I guess we could get to.
Yeah, while you're pulling that up, I will talk a little bit more about the Xbox One. The upload studio feature where like the game DVR record clips, like that is really cool. Like a super awesome moment happens at Battlefield 4, which happened multiple times last night, which is actually this morning because I stayed up a long time. But I would just say Xbox, record that. And it would go about and record like the last 30 seconds before that. And it was really, 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 really cool. And it was awesome. And then like the upload studio, you can place like one to five clips together. And then you can set like a little theme to it and you can trim the clips from the beginning and the end. And it's just really cool. And it only outputs in 720p when it renders it, but it uploads to SkyDrive, which is basically like Google Drive for cloud storage. And then you can take that video and you can use it anywhere. And that's awesome. Like it's not stuck on the PlayStation, like the PlayStation 4 with its whole activity stream. Like on the Xbox One, you can share it elsewhere. And it's really, 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 really cool. So yeah.
So can you only record like 3-second clips or are you able to just set it for a full on record? 5 minutes.
I've seen the like menus for it. I don't know how to activate it necessarily myself. That's something I'd have to look up.
But it is like a feature on it.
Yep.
Okay. Cause I was going to say, I was like, it was originally built as being able to do more than just 30 second clips.
Yeah.
So this, I guess we'll move into listener mail. First piece back from September 21st. I'm dying. This is so bad. Like, this is literally almost fucking 2 months ago. Almost to the day. So this is listener mail for FC Podcast episode 19. That's cool. The outro song. Oh my Jesus, it was the outro song. He continues to rant. I don't even remember what it was.
I don't. he says Hoa. So it was that fingerstyle guitar Halo solo.
That's what it was. Okay. Yeah. That works. Hello, Toast and Rockstanky. It is me, Adrian, with another listener mail. I'm so sorry I confused Cass with Kazul. That was awkward. Like, really awkward. Like, super awkward. Also, the listener mail was so messed up because I had only 2 hours of sleep the night before, so I became really goofy. Dude, I totally feel you there. You should hear me when I go well over, like, 48 hours without sleep sometimes. I get fucking retarded. It's so bad.
I had 2 hours of sleep this morning because I stayed up until like 3:30 and then there was a fire alarm for the entire apartment complex at 4 a.m.
Oh, nice.
20 a.m. class. So I want to sleep.
Well, there you go.
But I have to work in like an hour and a half.
And then he goes off some points referring to what we were talking about earlier. This one, from what it seems, is when we were positing the effects of social media on game development and the future of the gaming industry. And he responds saying, one, social media is a massive obstacle in the gaming industry. People on the internet are a bunch of trolls and 7-year-old imbeciles that are still playing Call of Duty. The gaming community ruined the Xbox One. I think it could have reached there. I wouldn't say yet that it has been ruined by any means.
He's referring to like what it originally was, what it could have been in the future.
If he means that, yeah, because I feel that what they ended up removing in terms of features from the Xbox One to make the crowds happy, I felt was kind of a step back.
I have to be honest.
Number two, he says he'd like to try to make the controllers very different. Xbox, PlayStation, Wii systems are all pretty much the same console, just with different specs and games. Hold on, well of course, like, how else do you have consoles be different?
Well, yeah, because we were talking about, like, making, like, one super console of that, but that would just remove competition entirely and would make sure that no innovation would actually occur.
Yeah, and I like innovation, I like competition, but he's saying that all of them are pretty much the same console, just with different specs and games. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what's always been the difference between consoles. I mean, and then you have hardware differences. Yeah. But I mean, anyway, maybe I'm just being too nitpicky. He goes, I would have made some really goofy, unique controllers like the N64 one. Oh god. He even says, oh god, I love that one. That fucking controller, man.
Yeah, like, Mario Party. Like, you'd have to, like, you have to use your hand and spin the wheel really fast, like the analog stick really fast.
Yeah.
Like, I got so much, like, hand burn from doing that. Because me and my friends and my neighbors would just play that, like, constantly.
Everyone had a different way of holding the controller and a different way of holding the controller for every particular game.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was so nuts. It was almost like being able to configure your controller setup for like your X-Bone, but instead you just had to manually do it by changing your hand position.
Yeah, and also you're not allowed to get an Xbox One because you call it the X-Bone. Thank you.
I can still get it. I just like calling it the X-Bone.
Yeah, like when I was coming home from the midnight launch, someone saw that I had it, and there were like guys in the car just shouted it out, X-Bone! X-Bone!
Like, the only reason I say that is because I'm still slightly angry with Microsoft for not naming it the 720.
Well, no.
Yes.
No.
It still makes me laugh. I love it. It's so bad. It's awesome.
And did you hear the rumor that they were going to call it the Xbox Infinity or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, actually, Kotaku plugged, like, he used an HDMI splitter to take the HDMI out from an Xbox One, plug it into their TV, and then take the other one and plug it into the Xbox One again. So you'd have infinite menus upon themselves. And they're like, this is why they should have called it the Xbox Infinity. And like, he would do one button press, and like, he would hear the sound for like 2 minutes. Just because it would just play over and over again.
Oh, that is golden. Then he says, 3, that would be awesome. Dude, I don't even know what would be awesome. Oh, okay. Now I know what it would be, because he's talking, especially in MMOs, it must be me talking about essentially like a holodeck in the future, but for gaming.
Sure. Let's go with that.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. He goes, oh my god, no, okay, you guys know why that would be rad. The only problem with the holodeck thing is it's kind of like, you probably saw the article for it, Max.
Yeah.
I believe they had it on fucking Kotaku. where the Oculus Rift now has a porn game associated with it.
Oh yeah, it does.
In Japan, that has a mechanical, essentially a mechanical fleshlight that fucking jacks it for you. And it was just like, it's only a matter of time before that came out.
Oh, Japan.
And you know that's what's gonna happen if we end up getting a holodeck, like one of the first things. And then he closed it by saying, you can't fight the Homestuck Toast. Motherfucker, yes I can. It's a piece of shit. If it was any better, it'd have a larger following other than fucking dumb 12-year-olds.
Oh, snap.
And then he says, Converse is lame, Doge. First off, fucking say Doge one more time and I'm gonna like fucking snap. I hate that meme. That is like the worst meme ever.
I don't even understand it. It's just like, oh, it's there.
And then fucking to say that Converse is lame, okay, well, you know what, I want to hear you bring up that argument against the 10th Doctor and then try to explain to him that Converse is... Oh, and by the way, in case it hasn't happened yet, Day of the Doctor, fucking tomorrow. Well, actually, by the time I'll upload this, it will have already happened.
Yay, I'm not a Doctor Who fan. I've never watched it.
Maybe, I don't know. It'll be awesome. I don't care what Max says.
Did you just, like, randomly run away from your computer?
No.
Because I can't hear you anymore.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better. Keep talking.
Can you hear me now?
It's not the same as it was just a couple
seconds. My name is Commander Hufflepuff.
Well, when you scream like that, it works fine.
Oh, well then. It's still showing up fine.
That's
on
better. Okay, we're back to normal.
Okay.
That was weird.
Max, do you want to read the one from Bubba, or do you want me to read that fucking massive-ass tome?
Let's see what the next one is. Yeah, I'll take the last one. Okay.
Alrighty then. So this first one, it's from Bubba Bishop, who I feel really bad because he's one of our biggest fans, and he hasn't had much time due to living arrangements and a bunch of other stuff to really get into the whole Warsome aspect of FC, so he's been just kind of chilling on the forums, loving the podcast and all that, and this is his email from 2 months ago saying that he's returned to being a regular podcast listener. And now we're going to release a podcast.
You, Bubba.
And now we're just going to be like, sorry, no more, nope. So anyways, he says, so if you haven't guessed from both the subject of the email and the Gmail address that sent this, Bubba has returned to the podcast for weeks anyway. Without going into too much detail, since I last sent in listener mail, I've had to argue with AT&T to the point of threatening legal action so I could just turn my internet on. Struggled with 4 AP classes and deal with legal shit concerning my parents' divorce. Last month has not just sucked, it has been the equivalent of locking Justin Bieber in a room with a convict that has been fed nothing but Viagra and puppies the last 20 years.
I would like to give you an award for that metaphor.
Oh, that is awesome. He says, on that happy note, it's, I'm a little late saying this probably, but welcome to the FC podcast, Max Doggy.
Hey, I'm on the FC podcast. This is great. I like being here. Thanks for the warm welcome.
And then he just kind of, he's responding to a bunch of stuff from our podcast. I guess he just listened to like all of them. Rest in peace, Hiroshi Yamauchi. I still don't even know how to pronounce his name correctly.
Yeah, whatever.
He goes, his legacy will be missed. Growing up on series like Legend of Zelda, Metroid, Mario, and Donkey Kong, I'm going to miss that old ass man. Even if the Wii U makes me want to cry, Nintendo is running itself into the ground with its family crap they keep pushing for. Family games just don't sell. Life-absorbing FPSs and RPGs do. He says, we need an M-rated Legend of Zelda, please. Twilight Princess set up the scene for far more games in the darker, grittier timeline in the series. Yes, they did. Yes, it did, rather. He goes, I'm assuming you've all read the triple timeline theory for Legend of Zelda, but to sum it up, Twilight Princess is the only game in its respective timeline. That's not a theory. Like, I would almost, okay. That isn't a theory in the modern sense. I would argue that it is a theory in the scientific sense, in that I would say that that's pretty much damn well established, that there are three different timelines in the Legend of Zelda series. I can't see it any other way. He then continues saying, responding to listener mail prompts, that, okay, apparently you guys are getting noises from me touching my computer, according to Max. I haven't touched my computer hardly at all.
It's because you touch yourself at night.
Well, I'm confused as to where the noises are coming.
I don't know. That's why we can't have nice things.
It definitely is. I'll try to get rid of them in post-production, I guess? I don't know.
It's fine right now.
Anyway, he says, one, I found social media detrimental to the video game industry and video game subculture. While it allows for developers to see what you, the gamer, wants from them, it rarely gives... it rarely seems to give the fruit in that area. Case in point, the initial plans for the Xbox One, which felt like a dick punch to most Microsoft fans. Also, the public outcry of a dissatisfied minority has resulted in bullshit malore a la Mass Effect 3 ending. On top of this, social media allows for stigma against gamers and video gamers in general to be enlarged, where media points towards video games as a source of all society's problems. Just my two cents, probably evidence against my opinion, but it's the way I've always seen it. I pretty much agree with all of your points.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, two, as I've probably mentioned before, I want to enter the video game business, and the main ideas I've had to lay with the way we expect games to play. When we hear the word RPG, we expect to be the hero with limitless potential and nearly unstoppable power. When we hear FPS, we expect a game with balanced weapons, deathmatch, shields, KD ratios, maybe a half-assed campaign on the side. I say we turn the shit on its head. We need a game that fucks these pre-accepted genres over and makes us wonder what each game is going to offer. Instead of keeping a multiplayer match balance, why not just drop thousands of overpowered as fuck weapons onto a giant ass map and throw several hundred players into a destructible world where people will log into a war zone that'll continue to develop for days or weeks? And a KD ratio just doesn't mean jack shit, because you are gonna die often. Just look at Minecraft, love it or hate it, it redefined how the sandbox genre was viewed by the average gamer when it was released. I agree. I think there just needs to be more variety in general.
Yeah.
I think everything is kind of becoming cookie cutter. And although, like, for example, we can look to Halo as an arena shooter and expect balance, it does kind of annoy me, for example, that all FPS is focused so much on that, that it almost kind of seems that there's nothing that isn't really competitive aside from TF2.
I see what you're saying.
Like, I mean, you could argue that other ones aren't super competitive, but it's just kind of the nature of the way that they're designed. With RPGs, I totally agree. I'm tired of being the hero every fucking time. It's just, it gets old. And you can still do epic things and not be the main hero. And the other thing is, what is it with games and their reluctancy to kill off characters? They need to take a lesson from George R. R. Martin, just saying. Just saying, bro. It makes for a great fucking story.
We need to have not happy endings, damn it.
Yeah. It was actually, Jam Cliche who sent me a picture the other night when we were in a Skype call. And it was talking about J.K. Rowling, and it had all the different tabs in the Harry Potter series where a character was killed. And it says, oh man, it's just so hard to kill off characters. And then it shows all the tabs in Game of Thrones where characters are killed. And it's just him going, what was it? It was something like, I can't even remember. It was some witty punchline. But it was just showing like the amount of characters he's fucking killed off. And it's just, there's a reason for it. It makes for a good story.
Yeah.
It really does.
You don't know what to expect.
You really don't.
One character is safe.
Especially when you build up for a whole season and you hadn't read the books yet, and then they kill off the one main character they have in terms of major actors, and they decide to kill Sean Bean.
He dies in everything that he does, though, so it's kind of unexpected.
Yeah.
Like, there's like a video compilation of all of his death scenes in every movie.
Well, yeah, no, he definitely is the actor to die all the time, so in one respect, it was a great choice. Yeah. It was just kind of like you killed off your headlining actor.
Yeah.
Oh man. Of course, I don't even know the guy's name, the one that plays Jamie. I can never look at him right because I just think he looks like fucking Dennis Leary. And I can't take him seriously at all in any scene ever. Anyway, the third one, he says he'd never want to go into a virtual reality plug me in gaming world. Why? The Matrix and Sword Art Online. It's only a matter of time before some jackass would find a way to hack the game and trap the mind inside or have in-game deaths result in real life deaths.
Did you watch the movie Surrogate? I think it was The Surrogate. I think it was with Bruce Willis and like everyone was plugged into a digital world. Yeah, that's basically that.
I mean, it all kind of depends. It really depends on how we are plugged in, so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can do it with legitimate protocols that prevent things, I'd do it.
Yeah, well, that's like the premise of Surrogate, which is like, you all have these extra bodies out in the real world, and you just stay at home in your normal body, and you access the world outside. So like, anything that happens in the outside world, you know, you won't die if someone is a drunk driver and they kill you. Or kill your body. It's just a machine or whatever. Yeah.
That'd be nuts. Like, I would just see, like, there'd be so little repercussions for doing things.
Yep.
You just kind of fuck around. It'd be GTA 5 online, but in real life.
Hells yeah.
Anyway.
Except I've only played GTA Online for, like, 2 hours, but that was just me raging at the system's not working at the beginning.
Yeah, they're working fine now. If you ever want to downgrade back to the 360 and come chill.
Yeah, I got an Xbox One here, and I got Rise, Battlefield 4, and AC4.
Yeah, AC4, you're going to have to let me know whether or not I should play it, because I'm disheartened with the franchise.
Okay. I know Kratos really likes it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I can like it from a game standpoint, but, oh, anyway, we're not going to get into that from right now. Anyway, he goes, well, that pretty much wraps up my letter. I just had a quick question for both of you. Do you think Nintendo would sell the rights of certain game series to Microsoft, Sony, / Unknown if they knew the company's collapse was imminent? No.
No.
Don't think they would.
They go down with the ship.
Yup. As much as I hate to say that, because I think Nintendo is failing, I think they're failing to open up to new markets. I mean, the whole rated E for everyone gaming type thing worked great up through the 90s. But once you got around the turn of the millennium, it very much shifted towards a mature audience that was your gaming sphere, so to speak.
Yeah.
And Nintendo hasn't caught up with that yet. They haven't jumped onto that yet, and they're suffering from it. And one of two things are going to happen. They're going to collapse because of it, and they're going to take everything with them, and I'm never going to be able to see a fully gory rated M Zelda game like we deserve. Or they will adapt, and they will just essentially modernize, so to speak, but I have a hard time seeing them doing that.
Yeah, especially with the Japanese culture, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, not at all, unfortunately.
Because the main market is Japan, and they're not really necessarily concerned a lot with the Western world.
Yeah, and Japan is loving their systems just fine, so. Yeah. Anyway, he goes, newly returned Bubba PS, I'd like to request Welcome Home Sanitarium by Metallica for the outro theme. You'll get it because you're probably the only one who fucking requested anything anyway. And the final one.
And the final one is from Tanner Gordon, and it's to me, because I'm logged in as for a Conflict Podcast. Okay. And then the subject line is, give me all the money. So this is obviously Jumanji. This is going to be a shorter listener mail due to my brain not wanting to work due to a pretty much non-existent amount of sleep. Hey, cool story, me too. But don't you dare stop the podcast.
Oops. Oops.
Mind you, this was written September 30th. I still look forward to it every week, and as much as I love the idea of being at an Xbox Live party with you while you rant and being able to put in my input on the spot, I'm unable to do this due to not being able to get on Xbox Live very much. Also, I listen to the newscast every week and enjoy it greatly. Thank you. How else am I supposed to keep up with what's going on in the current war and other gaming news? Besides, reading stuff on the site and online reading takes too much time and focus. F that. A prequel to Portal with Cave Johnson would be sick. I would have to agree with you on that stamp.
Yep.
As for Half-Life 3 and Team Fortress, meh, I could care less.
Go also, kill yourself. Go die. Half-Life 3 is the only important thing that's going to be released in the next 5 years. I'm calling it, bro. Calling my shot.
That's the podcast, everyone. Okay. Also, on a last note, F GTA 5 and all the other GTAs, they suck and bore me. I don't understand how people can spend so many hours playing these games. I could see what you're saying. Also, as always, great job, guys. Keep it up, and please don't disappear. Oh, yeah, one last thing. Give me all your monies. That is all. From Jumanji.
Well then. One, I guess we'll address your monies. Technically, you did win. And yep. So if we get the monies to give to you, we will. And what I mean by that is the individual, and I'm not going to give names just for privacy reasons, who was helping us run that promotion ended up having a bit of a financial collapse in their actual real life, lost their job and a bunch of other stuff. And so because of that, they weren't exactly able to provide the funds at the time, and I'm just starting to get in contact with them, and, you know, I'm not going to hit them up for money right away, being like, hey, remember this promotion from 2 months ago? You know what I mean? Yeah. After all that. So essentially what I will do, Jumanji, is the second I get the free cash, I am going to buy it for you and send it to you. Or if the other individual still cares and wants to do it, I will get it to you. I just don't have a definite timeline, on the ground. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to take the Metkill argument and say you'll get your FC prizes sometimes.
Hashtag blame Metkill.
Yep, pretty much. It'll become hashtag like blame toast.
Toast.
Major Nelson's new gamer picture of the Xbox One is an angry piece of toast.
Yep.
I'm not saying there's a correlation here, but...
I'm just that famous. Yeah, Kaz actually, when that picture was leaked or whatever, he found it and he sent it to me and he was like, this needs to be your fucking gamer picture on Xbox One.
Yeah, my gamer picture, like, looks like, almost kind of like Commander Shepard, because, like, they're all, like, really off-brands of characters you might know. Like, there's a Bioshock 2 Big Daddy, but it's not really a Bioshock 2 Big Daddy kind of deal. Then, like, one of the first ones looks like a guy wearing a Master Chief visor, and everyone's going to choose that one. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to choose that. So it's, like, one of the first ones on the page, and I think it's from Titanfall, but I don't even know. But, yeah, herpaderp.
Herpaderp. So that's our well-overdue listener mail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been fun. It's been real.
It's been real. It's also been not present for quite a while.
Yeah. We tried to record a final podcast, like, 2 times now. And both times we had things come up in both of our lives. We're like, oh, crap, this won't work. And this podcast almost didn't happen because Toast forgot the time. About it.
I didn't forget the time. Somehow when I scheduled it into my phone, I guess I hit the, like, an hour later. And so I just kind of checked my phone real quick and I was like, yeah, I've got time because I was out running errands. And then I get back into my car after I get out of this one place where I was at. And all of a sudden I get this text from Max and he's just like, FC podcast? And I'm like, wait a second. What time? What is this? Oh, shit. And so I, like, rushed home so we could do this.
Hermagerd. Toast broke all of the laws.
I broke all of the laws.
Exactly. So, yeah, this is kind of the end, and this is the end, and
this stuff like this that. This is the end. Actually, you know what I'm going to do, Bubba? I know that I said I'd play your song, but unfortunately I don't think I am. I think I'm going to end up choosing a better song to play us out that encompasses the whole saying goodbye type thing. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned and listen to that. Which should be coming soon anyway. But yeah, guys, from the two of us here at the FC Podcast Station headquarters, where we're going to shut off the lights and lock the doors for a while.
Even though they've already been off and the door's been locked for quite a while.
Shh. Now I'm officially locking them. Before, we just had, like, the janitor close it down. Now I'm officially going in and locking it, okay?
Gotcha.
I just want to, I guess, remind you guys to stay classy and, I guess, keep your ears peeled. I mean, hopefully we'll be back soon. If not, there is the rumored BHBH podcast with Blackhawk and Spartan BH that are supposed to go ahead and make a separate podcast for you all.
The likelihood of those two getting together and being productive is, like, slim to none. I just have that right now.
I know. That's why it's not going to happen, like, at all. So yeah, hopefully guys, within the next couple months, like I said, I'm moving in January. I'll probably be settled in by February. Hopefully I can balance things out by about March. I can start making these for you again. Hopefully Max can as well.
That's the plan.
If not, well then I guess I'll have to open up applications again. This is annoying.
Merpaderp.
But anyway, guys, as I said, stay classy. I miss all of you. I will continue to miss all of you. And I love you very, very much. Mwah. Goodbye.
My name's Max Soggy. I won't say the moi thing because that's just awkward. But I'll
do it. Do it. You know you want to have sex with the FC community as a whole.
No. Not, no. Well, that's the best way to go out on a podcast. So like I said, my name's Max Doggy, and have a good night.